Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A federal court of appeals has ruled in favor of Liberty Counsel's challenge against a buffer zone in Pennsylvania. This buffer zone was created just to keep sidewalk counselors from providing life-changing information to women seeking an abortion. We're going to be talking about it on Liberty Counsel's Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. This was what's called the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, Holly. This case comes out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and the city passed a ordinance that would keep our clients from getting anywhere near people accessing the clinic. In some cases, it might be 50 to 70 feet away that these so-called buffer zones would keep the pro-life counselors away. They don't want anyone to come close to give a pamphlet, to give a word of counsel, to simply say, we can help. There's resources out there, because they don't want anyone interfering with these death camps. That's all these are. These are Hitler-esque death camps. There's very little difference in some of these in terms of taking babies in to kill them than there would be taking these young little children in the Nazi Holocaust in to gas them. This is barbaric kind of activity. And so we have filed a lawsuit against the city of Harrisburg. The case went up on appeal, and now the federal court has ruled in our favor. We have to go back down to the trial court to finish this litigation.
You know, and it's important not only we're talking about life and the many children that are saved every month because of these counselors, but also a strong precedent in favor of free speech as well.
Yeah, it is. You know, whether it's pro-life speech or any other speech, frankly, what happens here when you get into the context of pro-life, the whole First Amendment gets distorted. First Amendment applies equally across the board in many of these cases, controversial ones in terms of speech that you may not agree with. But when it comes to pro-life, these different cities and sometimes courts come up with different rules. Well, the good news is there's already a Supreme Court case on this point. In fact, I argue the very first buffer zone case in history at the United States Supreme Court. It was a case in 1994. Madsen versus Women's Health Center, came out of Melbourne, Florida. The abortion clinic, by the way, is no longer there. It was taken over by eminent domain, and it's part of a bigger expansion of a highway. The abortion clinic is
gone
after the case ultimately went to the United States Supreme Court. But that was the first precedent established. Mm-hmm. There's been other Supreme Court cases as well. One recently came out of the Northeast in which the Supreme Court struck down these buffer zones, but it didn't deter Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, because they instituted it anyway. And they thought, well, we're going to get away with it. Not so fast. We filed a lawsuit, and now they're rocking back on their heels.
Right. I mean, obviously, the abortion clinics want the business, so to speak. So they see it as is going into their pocketbooks. But we see it as a precedent for saving lives. I mean, even here, in Florida, we know of individuals that are out there every day faithfully sharing the gospel, sharing the truth with these women. Many of them feel like they're hopeless, don't know where to turn, and they just need someone to come and share with them. There's support there, and their lives are changed, hopefully for eternity when they embrace Christ, but as well as save their babies.
Yeah, the two original women who were the plaintiffs in the two cases, Roe versus Wade and Doe versus Bolton, delivered at the same day at the United States Supreme Court, January 22, 1973, that ultimately so-called legalized abortion. They have become Christians.
Right.
And Norma McCorvey, Jane Roe.
She passed away recently. Yeah.
But you know what? Before she passed away, Flip Benham sat down on a park bench as he came to give life-changing information. They were on the opposite side. She began to see Jesus in Flip Benham.
Right.
And Flip eventually baptized her in a pool in a person's backyard. And she became a Christian as a result of that ministry of pro-life counselors sharing Jesus with her. And she was angry. She was bitter. Mm-hmm. And her life was changed by the gospel.
Right. And she was actually working in an abortion clinic, quit her job, and then went to work for Operation Rescue.
Yeah, amazing. So that's what they don't want. They don't want the liberating power of Jesus Christ to break the chains that bind these women and make them angry, because they have these pent-up anger that they may not even know where it comes from, because they've taken the life of an unborn child. Some of these women go to these abortion clinics and they're thinking, well, it's legal, my friends are telling me,
it's just,
you know,
a tissue,
I've got career
choices,
whatever it might be, I need to do what's best for me. They don't understand that there's hope and help out there. There's help out there to help them through their pregnancy. There are people who are waiting in line wanting to adopt these young babies, and that will provide resources to them. And they want to keep that information from these women.
You know, years ago, I actually volunteered at a pro-life center. And these women, they do. They come in, they're hopeless. They feel like there's no support. You show them, like, we would put a little model of the baby at that size. They were carrying it in their hands. They saw that it was an actual baby. You know, they heard the gospel. They heard that Jesus is there. They saw people that love them. And it was life-changing for them as well as their children.
Yeah, you know, I was a pastor and saw a video on abortion back in 1982-83, and that's what ultimately changed my career from the pastoral pulpit ministry, if you will, to law, to be able to make a difference, because I didn't know what it was about other than what I had heard or read in the media.
Probably would have supported it at that point, right?
I would have. Yeah. If you had asked me, believe it or not, I knew all the biblical languages, Greek, yeah. Hebrew, Aramaic, Syriac, knew history and archaeology, preached the Bible, but I didn't know the genocide that was going on in my backyard. What I knew was what the media said, and this really rocked my world and changed my whole future course. You know, we're representing also pro-life counselors in Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, where Planned Parenthood created an abortion clinic. On one side is an elementary school. On the other side is a middle school.
Right in the middle of it.
And these are charter schools. And unbelievably, it's the charter school that has filed suit to keep the pro-life counselors away from giving information to the parents and the students. Hey, there's a death camp that's been planted right in the middle of the elementary and middle school, right there in your own community.
Right. You know, and we do have some good news coming out of Texas, though. The Texas House has recently voted on legislation that would ban the second trimester abortion as well.
Yeah, this is a 96-47 vote in the Texas House. One of my great friends, Matthew Krause, just been named as the top 10 legislators in all of Texas. Young man,
wow.
Graduated from Liberty University School of Law. When I was there, I gave the hooding to him. He interned for Liberty Counsel. He worked for Liberty Counsel. He's got a call in his life to be a leader in the political realm. He's an amazing leader. He's one of the leaders in these programs, these bills here in the great state of Texas. Texas is moving hard forward to restore the sanctity of human life.
They are making great steps, you know, and that's why, like, we represent Sandra Merritt, the journalist who uncovered these videos about Planned Parenthood and their barbaric practice of selling baby body parts for as much as 70% profit. So it's so important that people see what's going on. And so we applaud Texas and what's going on there as far as helping to save lives and making the womb a safe place again.
You know, under Barack Obama, Eric Holder filed suit against Susan Pine down in Florida, tried to come at her with the force of the United States government. We represented her. She had an abortion 20 years earlier, and she wanted to share information around the abortion clinic in West Palm Beach area. And after several years of litigation, the court dismissed the case, ruled in our favor, and required the federal government to pay over $100,000 in attorney's fees and costs for a frivolous lawsuit. We're standing there with these individuals who are standing for life, both out there in the hot sun, in the cold winter, in the freezing rain, giving life-saving information to women and men and children, families that are going to these abortion clinics. We can't do it without your prayers and your support, because we know it's a spiritual battle, but we also know that it takes a lot of money to do this and stand in the gap, and we can't do it without you. In addition, let me give you some good news. I believe we will see, in our lifetime, abortion ultimately overruled at the United States Supreme Court.
That's more than good news, Matt. That's amazing news.
We are one justice away from doing that.
Yes.
There may be, I believe will be, a major announcement within the next 12 months, possibly within the next 60 days, of a retirement from the United States Supreme Court. And President Trump will have the opportunity to nominate someone who respects the Constitution. That will be a game changer. That will be a battle. Through our office in Washington, D.C., and Florida and Virginia, and all the activity around the country, we'll be right there working to make sure that that next seat is filled by someone who respects the Constitution. And abortion clearly is not part of a constitutional right by any means. So keep encouraged. Also, we have to do more than just have a reversal of the Supreme Court. We really need, as a nation, to repent for the bloodshed and to reach out and heal the broken lives that have happened since 1973. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, pray for the ministry, and support Liberty Counsel financially, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776.